Yes, ma'am, Miss Heather.
Yes.
Hi, I'm so sorry for the wait there. They did walk me through how to create a service call on my end, so I did go ahead and get that service call created. The first available date that they had at this time was the 21st for the early time frame. I'm escalating it over because every time we make a service call, we have to escalate it just to let them know what was going on. And I did include that the customer had a previously installed refrigerator with a previous water line, and that they stated the team seemed upset, and that was the reason why they didn't wish to complete the installation. Is that correct?
Yes. They also, I was reading that, because this came from my corporate, I was reading the email, and they also, when they put the fridge together, like the handles aren't aligned, they didn't put the little Whirlpool sign in the corner straight, like they just didn't give their time and love and care to it, so we might need the handles readjusted as well.
Okay, so the refrigerator needs to be leveled out.
Yeah, it needs to be leveled, and then, like, yeah, he just said he didn't have the best experience, so if they could just, like, give him a little, you know, a little TLC.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I can include it in our escalation.
Alrighty. And it will be a different team, right?
Well, I am suggesting that. They would have to locate somebody else in Phoenix, a different service provider, so...
Okay.
I didn't put one on there, so I'm letting them know to find someone else for that because it won't be Synergies. It'll be someone else.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And was there anything else that I could assist with at this time?
No, I will call them. I don't need to do anything else, right, just to inform the client of the new date?
Yes. If there's any changes or anything like that, a member from our management team will reach out to the customer.
Okay, perfect. I will call them now. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.